Say everything you know in Latin. Go ahead. You know way more Latin than you think. Many English words are derived from Greek and Latin. Listen to these words: uniform, unicorn, university, universe, and universal. Did you hear it? The tiny little three-letter prefix, uni. You know what it means? One. That would be universal. There are universal laws. Some of these laws are written. Others are unwritten. There are two kinds of unwritten laws. The first kind of laws are not written on paper, but are displayed in creation and nature. Elephants always have baby elephants. Zebras never have polka dots. Oh, and by the way, why do their stripes always go up and down? Watermelon vines always have watermelons. Grapes do not grow on potato plants. Red, orange, yellow, green, indigo, blue. The colors of the rainbow are always the same, in the same order, everywhere. Things always fall to the ground. Stand up, jump in the air, and stay there. Just try to defy gravity. These are the unwritten laws that govern nature. The second kind of laws are not written on paper, but are written on people's hearts. When people are born, they already know about right and wrong because they have a conscience. The conscience is like a still, soft voice, but sometimes it is like a loud yell. Even young children make an appeal to fair play. If we do wrong, our conscience will accuse us. The unwritten law that governs conduct is the conscience. Babylon. The most famous king of Babylon was Hammurabi. He lived from 1792 to 1750 BC. Babylon was about 85 kilometers or 50 miles south of Baghdad in modern-day Iraq. The unwritten laws didn't change when Hammurabi became king, but he wrote down 284 laws. They were carved on black stones nearly 2.4 meters or 8 feet tall. One that was discovered in 1901 is on display in the Louvre Museum in Paris, France. Hammurabi's laws applied to everyone in the kingdom. No one could pay a bribe to be exempt. The laws did not change. They were the absolute laws of Babylon. An eye for an eye is one of King Hammurabi's most famous laws. Because of the part he played in writing down the laws, Hammurabi's portrait is on display in many government buildings throughout the world. The laws in Hammurabi's code are: number one, if a man is caught doing magic, he must jump into the river. Two, if a judge makes a mistake, he loses his job and must pay a big fine. Three, if a builder builds a house and it falls down and kills the owner, the builder must be killed. Four, if a man puts out the eye of another man, his eye must be put out. Egypt. It is 1,126 kilometers from Baghdad to Mount Sinai in Egypt. In Egypt, it was not a king like Hammurabi who declared new laws. A Hebrew slave named Moses went up to Mount Sinai about 1,300 BC. God gave Moses the Ten Commandments. These 10 laws are in the Bible. They are the foundation for law in Western civilization. The Ten Commandments include 1. I am God, do not have any other gods but me. 2. Do not make any gods or idols. 3. Do not say God's name as a curse. 4. Work hard 6 days and rest on the seventh. 5. Honor your parents. 6. No murder. 7. Don't mess around with your neighbor's husband or wife. 8. No stealing. 9. No lies about your neighbor. 10. Don't even think about taking your neighbor's stuff. There you have it. There are universal laws. Some are written, some are unwritten, but the important thing to remember is they are not arbitrary. They are absolute. Just remember what happens if you try to disobey the law of gravity.